Good morning, Jill, and welcome back to our studio.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
After quite some time, I think, or it just feels like. Anyhow, you're in preparation for our classical Shakespeare play, King Lear.
Yes, we've been working on it actually since the beginning of September, with actors coming in from month to month. So now we've gathered quite an interesting, eclectic group from abroad, from Auroville, from inside India, from outside India. And somehow it will be a very magical production.
It will be magical.
It will be magical.
Well, yes. Definitely, the way you said, and actually I heard already that it's a really variety of actors. It's going to be really in the spirit of unity and diversity of Auroville,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I mean, yeah. That... You know, don't tell anybody, but that's really the reason we do this theater.
Is you do?
Yes. Because it represents Auroville. Mm-hmm. And Auroville to me is this human unity in action.
Yes.
And so we bring it to life through theater.
Yet again, you have chosen a classic play of Shakespeare, which is really particularly in the language, right?
Yes.
The story, it's in the classical mode, or you shifted it into today's time?
No, we always use Shakespeare's language, because if you don't use the language, there's no point in doing Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the beauty of the story is in the lyricism, in the leaps, and riding that language, the actor riding that language, being on top of the language and floating on it is it's a beautiful sight. So we use his language, but in this particular production, we're setting it in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be in the 17th century, it will be in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be interesting because it brings the past into the present.
Mm-hmm.
So that we see the timelessness of the story, how that story written 500 years ago, 400 years ago, is relevant to us today.
It's a tragical story, right?
It's a tragic story, but I'll tell you, we are calling it a comic tragedy because it holds in the tragedy. In certain moments, you don't know whether to laugh or cry. And that, for me, is very beautiful. That is one of the gifts of doing Shakespeare.
Mm. Well, still, if we compare with the previous productions, they've always been staged in horror, but this one is going to be staged in Adishakti. Yeah. What is the reason for that one?
Yeah, a very simple reason. The Bharat Nevas Auditorium was not ready. We had booked it many, many months in advance, and then we were told somewhere in October that the auditorium wouldn't be ready for our performance dates.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to scramble. Where are we going to do this show? You know, 15 people, already everybody is here. We can't move the date up. Certain people's calendars would not fit. So I looked around, and luckily our dear friends at Adishakti responded to our plea for a place to perform. It so happened Vinay told us that just this particular weekend, December 7th, 8th, and 9th, just this particular weekend was the only free weekend on their calendar until March. So, I mean, if that isn't Mother's Grace in action, I don't know what.
But for our listeners, we also have to note that Vina Panicelli, who was the founder of Adishakti, was deeply connected with Sri Aurobindo Ashram and with Auroville, and they staged all their performances until that space in which you're going to perform was built in Bharat Nevas, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. And when you go to Adishakti, you can see pictures of Sri Aurobindo and Mother in their office, in backstage. So we feel like we're playing at home.
More or less. Yeah.
Yes, more or less.
That's a beautiful theater.
In the theater of our sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So as you said, the performance is going to be the weekend 7th, 8th, and 9th of December at 7 p.m. probably.
7 p.m., yes.
At Adishakti in Eden Chavadi Road, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And please come. Everybody's welcome. Admission is free. The play will be typically Shakespeare is about 2 hours long. So be prepared for a grand production. of at least 2 hours. I think you will. There will be some surprises. We have Kalu from Ulukio Circus working with us, so she has brought in some
other magical aspect. No.
Yes, some other magical circus aspect. I don't want to say too much about that. That would be a spoiler.
That sounds like a really interesting tragedy, and it has. Wow. Okay.